And we've covered a lot of territory here.
But I wanted to mention this apocalyptic storm that hit Sardinia. And I don't know if you knew this, but over 18 inches of rain fell in just an hour and a half. And that was Monday night on Sardinia, which is west of Italy. And I bet you didn't know that we had cyclones in the Mediterranean.
I had no idea. I never heard about such a thing.
They do, and if they're labeling them alphabetically, this was Cyclone Cleopatra. And what happened was that earlier that day, about 5 o'clock our time, so you have to add about, 6 hours would get you to Greenwich and then another hour to get to Sardinia.
Right.
Which would have been at noon, there was a massive flare. It was an X1, so it wasn't, it wasn't a Harrington event, but it was an X1. But the major emission that came with this flare was an extreme burst of ultraviolet light, and we've seen these extreme bursts of ultraviolet light before. In one case, it melted the top of the ice sheet that covers Greenland. Well, in this case, apparently what it did was that it heated up the Mediterranean close to Sardinia in Italy and put so much water into the air that when this storm, which was just a low pressure at that time, came upon it, it had so much water to work with, it turned into a cyclone. And so my warning is that you're going to have to watch the sun. Because, one, we seem to be getting these extreme ultraviolet blasts, and these UV blasts will burn your skin, and they will burn the cropland. I've seen damage on my trees, which are 40 feet high, and luckily I live under a canopy of trees, and that would be a good thing, but I'm just worried about my tree that it's going to be so damaged by the ultraviolet light that's coming down from the sun that it's going to be in danger, too. Look at your trees, especially next spring and summer, and if the top of the tree is looks burnt, or if it doesn't look green like the rest of the tree, then you're being protected by ultraviolet light by that tree.
All right.
And you need to think about how are you going to detect this, because these ultraviolet light flashes, these extreme ultraviolet light flashes, reach the Earth in about 8 minutes. And we've been working here through the Ham Club as amateurs to see if we can use solar cells to determine when there's an ultraviolet flash like that. So that at least we can have some warning for our members who might be out working on their antennas that they should get undercover.
Right.
So, it was an apocalyptic storm, and we can tie it directly, well, not directly, but there is a tie-in to the sun and this X1 flare that shot out and created this very high ultraviolet flash that strobed the Earth. Now, I think that strobing of the Earth probably continued throughout the day. And so I think that, although it was 5 o'clock in the morning here in the Midwest when it happened, over the course of Monday, I think that there was additional energy put into the atmosphere. And so I think the storm system that's coming down into Canada is going to have more energy to work with, and therefore we may see extreme weather conditions here over the United States over this weekend. So I want to warn everybody to be on alert, and the winds are going to be high, and that will be fed by this energy, too.